102.9 KVLX. Dream Team in the morning. It's time for
Beg Your Pardon.
We are on with Savannah this morning. Good morning, Savannah. Welcome to the Dream Team.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. This is exciting.
All right. Glad to have you.
Yes. We surely hope so. Okay, you're going to be seeking a pardon from your roommate of 10 years, your good friend Melissa. Go ahead quickly and run it down. Why is the pardon necessary?
I screwed up, but I didn't know I was screwing up. She has a boyfriend. She's had him for about 2 years, and it's not always great. You know, from time to time, she's been seeing other guys, and I guess I'm just expected to shush and go with the flow.
Uh-huh.
So last week, new guy came over, and while he's waiting for Mel to get out of the bedroom and was getting ready and all that, I don't know, he said something about our bookshelves, and I said her boyfriend installed them, and he said, boyfriend? And I went, oh.
Surprise, surprise.
Right, because I didn't know, you know? I mean, so it got super, super awkward when Melissa came in, and he brought up the boyfriend thing, and
so
Mel hasn't
talked to
me. So you
just thought he was like a casual friend or something like that?
Right, work friend, could have been a cousin, I don't know.
Oh, he is
I mean, I'm sorry. Well, I
so
quit.
So let's just say Melissa was not happy.
No, she hasn't spoken to me since. And
she,
I know. I mean, I know she'll get over it eventually, but I'd like to speed it up. let her know. I didn't do it on purpose.
Savannah, once again, explain yourself. So you're sitting there with the guy, you're making small talk, and you mention Melissa's boyfriend.
Right. I mean, he said, I like those shelves. And I said, oh, yeah, her boyfriend put them in. And then he looked surprised. And I didn't know that he didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I just tried to turn invisible, I guess. It was awful. It was awkward. Mel's mad. And I can't get her to listen to me enough to understand it wasn't on purpose.
This is the difference between guys and girls. Guys will never mention their friend's girlfriend to some strange girl because we don't know what's going on over there. We just keep it all.
No, nice. Dogs. That's why. I just
right.
didn't know.
At this point, you just want to get her on and just explain yourself. And she really hasn't been speaking to you. So that's pretty deep. So you guys have been roommates for all this time. And she's letting a guy come between you. How do you feel about that?
She shouldn't. She should just let me explain and maybe communicate a little better. Known she wanted to have the cake and eat it, I would have said nothing about cake. You know?
Why else would you get a cake but to eat it? Come on, Savannah. Keep up.
Well, I mean,
right.
You got to tell me before you start eating the cake that I'm not supposed to say anything. You know? Jeez.
And you're totally sure it was not on purpose. It was totally an accident.
You weren't hating.
Uh-huh.
No, I wasn't hating. Are you
Savannah
kidding?
Wanted
I
don't. Some cake.
Maybe, but I like girl cake, so hello.
Okay. All
I
right.
literally do not have a dog in this hunt. I got nothing.
Let alone want somebody
Sorry.
Else's dog.
Right. I mean,
this is going to be fun. All right. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and reach on out to Melissa, and we're going to have her, explain how she feels about the situation. And then we're going to see if you can get a pardon this morning. Okay.
Okay, I hope so.
Melissa, welcome to the Dream Team.
Hi, guys. Thank you for having me.
Yes.
Player.
Big player in the house. That's big player energy right there.
That's right. So we understand that you are quite a woman around town here, Melissa, and you have a roommate named Savannah that you've been having for like 10 years. How are you guys' relationship?
Okay. I don't know if you know everything, but I've been in a really
We know enough. Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know enough? Okay.
Yeah.
I've been
yeah.
in a really rough relationship with my boyfriend. We pretty much have made it official. It's twisted. It's weird. It's been complicated, and it's not been healthy.
Situationships.
So, yeah. I ended up pursuing, you know, dating a couple other people because I knew he was doing the same. And that was that, you know, and I didn't want to make much of a deal about it, but I ended up liking one of them that I was dating, and I was interested in taking it further than just hooking up, you know. Mm-hmm. And, of course, that was the one that Savannah had to
run off,
lay it all out for. And I love Savannah. You know, she's one of my best friends. We've been through a lot together. But at the same time, girl, you need some tact. Like,
right.
That ruined everything with this dude. He's
she
not
don't know the rules to the
me.
Game.
So you...
like,
like,
she said it was a pure accident, though.
Come on now.
So you think she did it on purpose?
Well, not on purpose, but like, just get a clue. You know what I mean? Like, keep a clue. Like, if he's coming out of my bedroom, what do you think just happened? Like, maybe you shouldn't tell him that I do have a boyfriend. Like, that kind of thing. Like, don't do that.
Just keep your mouth shut.
It kind of seems like a 101 thing, but I don't know. I just...
Okay.
Oh.
All right, Melissa.
That's the sound of frustration.
Take a deep breath. Yeah, take a breath. With that being said, we had Savannah on the line this morning, and she just wants to take a couple of moments to talk to you, and then we're going to ask you to make a decision, okay? Savannah, go ahead. Talk to Melissa.
Oh, God, Mel. I am so sorry. It really wasn't on purpose. I just wasn't thinking. I mean, I didn't... You know I don't pay attention to that kind of stuff. You got to tell me. If you tell me, I will never mention another word. Give me a heads up. I'm sorry.
You gotta be better at this stuff.
I know.
It seems like this had happened before, and I'm just saying, this was kind of the straw that broke the camel's back. I'm glad we're talking about it.
But, me too.
Okay.
You know, I get nervous. I babble. I'm trying.
Haven't you learned anything from living with Melissa at this point? You should be picking up game left and right.
Melissa, you have to show her the player's handbook, Melissa. Maybe it's your fault you haven't shown her the player's handbook.
This is true. Yeah. Not everybody's good at this game.
This is not how we do it. I mean, you know that. It's not how we do it.
Savannah out here telling everybody's business.
Different. So, Melissa, go ahead. Are you going to grant a pardon or not?
Oh, man.
Please.
I'm going to have to. I love you too much.
Yay!
Oh, thanks. No, I promise I'll do better. Okay. I'll try and learn your game. Or just, like, leave me a note.
Or just, you know, if you see someone bouncing out of my room in the morning, let's just keep it, like, weather talk, okay?
He's not the table guy. Okay, I gotcha. Okay.
She going to keep it weather talk. You know her boyfriend loved the rain.
He loves the splashing puddles.
Okay. I deserve but okay.
We got a party this morning. That is so good. So thank you, Savannah. Thank you, Melissa. Bay Area, you can do the same.
Go to
KBLX.com. You're welcome. Go to KBLX.com. Click on the Beg Your Pardon. Present your scenario and get it played out just like these two young ladies did. It's your dream team right here on 102.9. KBLX, the best old school throwbacks in R&B.